Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, fellow Patriots, hope you had a great weekend. Here we go, getting underway with hour number one, the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. A recently moistened, stately McLean Manor. We had the one little thunderstorm cell that rolled right over the top of us and gave us a pretty good downpour for 5 or 10 minutes there, and it's now moving off. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation on the program today. Just grab your phone and give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. Well, we have distinguished visitors here in the upstate this afternoon over at Bob Jones University, where they were conducting a ribbon cutting ceremony for something or other over there. We have two of the upstate's most popular politicians. Yeah, that would be Governor Henry McDisaster. I say, son, you can go into a restaurant wearing a mask, and then when you sit down at your table to eat your food, you have to take your mask off, of course. But then if you get up to go to the facility, you must put your mask back on. I'm still trying to figure that one out. What, the Wuhan flu? I didn't hear Fauci talk about this, or Dr. Bell. But apparently the Wuhan flu can only be transmitted in restaurants when you're standing. Because if you're sitting, you don't have to wear a mask. Am I the only one that sees the idiocy in this kind of policy? And joining Governor McDisaster this afternoon here in the upstate, Senator Lindsey Graham, the senior senator from South Carolina. He is going to get to the bottom of the coup attempt against President Trump. If it takes him one more six-year term, he's going to get to the bottom of it. Holy cow. Can you tell it is election season? Yeah. So I don't know, where do we begin today? The burning, the looting, the rioting, the officers hurt in Portland, or the looting in Chicago? Because as you know, nothing says respect for the memory of the late George Floyd like stealing a new Tesla. And the mayor in Chicago, we'll get around to this, the mayor in Chicago, she has a solution for this problem. Yeah. And it's the usual liberal solution. So do we start one of those places? Do we start in Fort Collins, Colorado, where they had a Back the Blue rally over the weekend, and naturally the black-clad fascists showed up. You know, the ones that call themselves anti-fascists. They showed up, and for their trouble, got the living snot beat out of them by by the pro-police demonstrators. Whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, that was worth the price of admission. Or another of America's Democrat-run murder capitals, Balmer, Merlin, which most people would say Baltimore, Maryland, but there they say Balmer, Merlin, where they had a gas explosion in a neighborhood this morning. Some home blew up, and one person killed, and others severely injured. So there's so many places to begin. Let's start with the latest in Portland. The president today urging Portland to bring in the National Guard after months of unrest. Can you imagine if you're a sane individual living in Portland, what they have had to put up with? The president referring to the city as being out of control, which may be an understatement, and warning local officials they will be held responsible. By who? Apparently not by the voters. I don't know if they have recall in Oregon or in the city of Portland, but if they don't, they desperately need it. President Trump tweeting today, Portland, which is out of control, should finally, after almost 3 months, bring in the National Guard. The mayor and the governor are putting people's lives at risk. They will be held responsible. Well, again, I pose the question, held responsible by who? The president's tweet said the guard is ready to act immediately. The courthouse is secured by Homeland. The president's tweets coming after a riot declared again yesterday evening as officers tried to quell unrest that saw protesters march on the police union building, threw objects at officers, block a road. They get a new trick now. They take these pool noodles, you know, the long noodles that you throw into the pool and kids can swim with them, what have you. They take those and they put nails in them, and then they put them down on the road. So when the cops show up, they drive over those, and, you know, it acts like a tire-blowing device. Yeah, stop strip. Yeah, thanks, Moneypenny. Live video showed multiple dumpster fires had been set near the building. Are you kidding? All of Portland is a dumpster fire. As long as you've got a mayor and a governor who encourage criminal activity, I mean, people have been killed. This was less than half an hour after police tweeted that criminal activities, including but not limited to vandalism, unlawful entry to the building, or starting a fire, would make you subject to arrest. The use of tear gas and or crowd-controlled munitions, you know, flashbangs, rubber bullets. And the idiot mayor there, Ted Wheeler, said violent protests are also serving as political props for the president. He said that one. You know, and I commented last week, a prop is something that's used in a movie that is fake, that is made to resemble the real thing. That's a prop. What's happening in Portland is no prop. It's the real deal. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. Little Annie is back from her vacation as well. So Bob and the Bobettes together again, getting the band back together here on Monday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 3:22 now here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along today. One other thing, this mask business, you know, have to have a mask on when you go into the restaurant, but then when you get in there and you sit down, you can take it off, because we all know the Wuhan flu cannot be transmitted when you're sitting. Right. Here's the other thing about the mask. Now, Fauci, who back in February was issuing disclaimers, the masks don't really do that much good. We don't really need to go there. And then, of course, did a 180, as he always does, because he's a bigger flip-flopper than any Democrat. Well, he isn't. He is a Democrat. A progressive one at that. So if these masks are effective in cutting down on the transmission of the CCP virus, then why do the Democrats insist on, these Democrat governors insist on letting all these convicted felons out of prison, ostensibly to reduce the possibility of transmission? Because, you know, these people are crammed in so closely together in prison. If the masks are that effective, why not just give every prisoner a mask? And we know, of course, that all of these people in jail and in prisons were on their absolute best behavior when they were let out. Like the guy in Alexandria, Virginia, who had been accused of raping a woman, assaulting her, beating her up. His attorneys go to the judge, "Your Honor, you know, this is a cruel and unusual punishment to subject this unconvicted accused rapist of risking his life by contracting COVID-19 while in jail. You really ought to grant him bail." "Okay," judge says, $25,000 bail, which is really $2,500. Because you only need to raise 10%. So he gets out. And what's the first thing he does? Right. He goes and kills the woman who's accused him of rape. Good job, Judge. Oh, by the way, the judge has decided that there is no better time for retirement for him than right now. Because he might be a progressive, but he's not totally stupid. He realizes that when the Washington Post even starts to write about this kind of story, that his re-election chances have diminished significantly. In on the text line, "Hey, Bob, if Biden has good cognition, then his forgetfulness statements are lies on purpose." Biden doesn't know if he's lying or telling the truth. He didn't know the difference. And there is no difference to the Bidens and the Schumers and the Pelosis of the world. Bobby, Bolton failed to damage Trump's image. So did all these book writers, Comey and the rest of them. But biggest concern, Biden, if elected, who's going to run this country? Because he is cuckoo, cuckoo. I'll tell you who. former President Barack Hussein Obama will be running things. Make no mistake. Bobby, South Carolina health maven, said she was wrong, but the data are showing classic herd immunity. It looks like by school, South Carolina will be in herd immunity state. The governor is right to say the maven isn't considering all impacts. Good for him. I believe you made a statement on that. Did you not, Governor McDisaster? Thank you, Bobby Mac. I did make a statement on that, and I told Dr. Bell, I said, Doctor, you may be a fine doctor. However, you don't know squat about politics. So you leave the politics into me, Dr. Bell. Thank you for your service. Now, Bobby, it's not the China virus. It's the election infection. It's good. Bobby, can we start calling him Governor Foghorn McMasker? Yeah. Bobby, Foghorn Leghorn must think a mask kills the stink. Also. Bobby, I think it may be time to establish the tagline, Radio Free Upstate, or Radio Free South Carolina. Yeah. Get it while it's hot. Get the truth here while it's hot. Bobby, Governor McTaxter forgot to tell people that social distancing is only 3 feet when seated. In response to the 5.1, whatever, 5.5 magnitude August 9th, 2020 earthquake, we are asking for Governor Henry McMaster to take immediate action. We are calling on the governor to use his executive power to ensure the safety and well-being of the citizens of the great state of South Carolina. Here are some of our demands. All vehicle shocks that would be open, that would open up large cracks in the road until aftershocks are gone. There's a possibility there could be aftershocks that would open up large cracks in the road that could swallow. This is all over the place. This text message is in about 14, 15, 16, 17 lines. Anyway, yeah, you get the idea. Sorry, that one was a little convoluted to be able to follow the thread there, as they say. Let's see, let me quickly scroll down and get past this because it's just too disconnected to be able to put together. Sorry. Bobby, I have to admit, I live vicariously through the Fort Collins Back the Blue members and enjoyed every moment of those patriots running the thugs out of town and into the police squad cars. Bobby, if you were a sane person, you wouldn't be living in Portland, would you? Bob, the prop the mayor out there is referring to is step one to it is really Trump's people doing the rioting. The left crazy people are, of course, peacefully protesting. Right. Oh, and here's a text from my buddy, the presumptive Democrat nominee for the presidency. I know it's from him because they all begin the same. He addresses me as Billy. Billy, who does President What's-His-Name think he is? He decides to draw up some half-baked relief package to deal with Mad Cow. Trust me, man. I know half-baked when I see it. I'm an expert on half-baked, practically invented it. No lie. My middle name is half-baked. Nah, just kidding. Though for the life of me, I can't seem to remember what my middle name actually is. But I digest what this president is doing is reckless and dangerous. Give money back to Americans? What kind of bonkers malarkey is that? The average American isn't equipped to decide what to do with that money. Those decisions should be made for them. Hell, I'm a U.S. senator, and I can't make my own decisions. I've got people who decide what I wear, what I eat, when I can come out of the basement and go for a walk. Uh-oh, gotta go. Speak of the devil, Jill's got my special harness, so that means it's time for a walk. Remember now, get out there on June 3rd and 5th and vote Joe for Senate. Signed, your friend, Senator Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Always thrilled to hear from you. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is back and she's ready with the news. And I'm back on the other side here on Monday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.338 here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. You probably heard over the weekend, once things settled down after the earthquake, the president has signed a number of executive orders to try and soften the blow of the economic crunch that everybody's going through. And we'll be talking with Paris Denard from the RNC right after the news, top of the hour at 4. By the way, did you feel the earthquake over the weekend, Moneypenny? Did you notice the 5.5 or whatever it was centered in Sparta, North Carolina?
I was actually asleep. But I got told that my dogs barked, started running around in circles, and then one of them got so nervous that he upchucked.
Well, look, you know, if you're looking for an excuse to throw up, an earthquake is as good as any.
Well, I mean, he's a little dog, so he's close to the ground, so you know he felt it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You know, it's interesting, though. Couple of decades ago, back when I was the head of the American Meteorological Society chapter in Memphis, there was a research project that was being done by geologists and earthquake experts in the San Francisco Bay Area, because, of course, you know what happened there.
It's always shaking there.
Of course, yeah, it is, you know, right there, you know, San Andreas Fault running right up the coast. And the detective work, they decided it because they had a lot of reports of animals getting nervous in advance of an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, you know, if we could somehow quantify this, if we get some sort of metric, then we might be able to predict with a little more accuracy when a big shake was coming. So they started reviewing, and this was when people still bought and read newspapers, and they checked to see in the newspapers the reports of runaway animals, and I don't know how far they continued with the research, if they ever were able to come up with any system that they can actually use. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Bobby, did you catch the A.G. Barr interview by Mark Levin? The softest interview I've ever seen, because he never asked a Barr about what he's going to do about all this. Not one solution to our problems, just repeated what we already know. Yeah, at least Barr got it out there, though. And I'm willing to still cut him some slack until we see what Mr. Durham comes up with, when and if he ever does. He's the guy doing the big investigation here, so, you know, we'll see what comes of that. I don't have a great deal of confidence that anybody is ever going to be perp-walked over this stuff. Speaking of being perp-walked, boy, these looters in Chicago, I know they're shaking in their Air Jordans as Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you know Mayor Lightfoot, what is it they call her? Oh, geez, you know, the movie character. Jeez, it went right under my head. Anyway, the mayor has now rejected calls for federal response to the looting and violence overnight in Chicago. Beetlejuice. That's what they call her, Mayor Beetlejuice. She does bear a resemblance. The mayor rejecting calls for a federal response to the looting and violence overnight in Chicago, opting instead to push for, all together now, more gun control. Yeah. Because it's worked so well in Chicago, where they only have, what, 1,000 people or more murdered by illegal guns every year. So we need more restrictions on legal gun owners, you see. If Mayor Lightfoot were to fall into the lake and was thrashing around and screaming for help, would she be happy if somebody tossed her a big bag of bricks? Breitbart reporting that rioters and looters took to the streets of downtown Chicago hours after a 20-year-old man was shot and wounded by police in the Inglewood neighborhood on Sunday afternoon. That has no relevance. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown described the 20-year-old. Who cares about that shoe? That had nothing to do with this. This is never let a police shooting go to waste. The chief indicated the calls for looting in downtown Chicago were issued via social media in reaction to the shooting. Yeah, because it's a perfect excuse. And sent 400 officers into downtown. Not enough, apparently. Too little, too late. Breitbart reported looting and violence still took place, including gunfire and violence against police. WGN-TV anchorman Dan Ponce tweeted video of one scene of destruction Chicago residents awoke to this morning. Waking up to widespread looting, we have several live reports on WGN's morning news. A reporter asked Mayor Beetlejuice about Illinois House Republican Jim Durkin's calls for the National Guard and others to step in and restore order. She responded by making clear she does not want federal troops, her words, in Chicago. Rather, she wants more gun control. Lightfoot called for, here's that buzzword, common sense gun control. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to have circumstances where anybody and their brother can go across the border or into other parts of Illinois and bring illegal guns into the city. The Hill reported Lightfoot making the same contention July 26th on CNN's State of the Union, telling Jake Tapper, he's another one, we're being inundated with guns from states that have virtually no gun control, no background checks. That's a lie. No ban on assault weapons. And this is hurting cities like Chicago. God, they are so full of crap. So it's not her fault. You know, if every city and state in America had the kind of common sense gun control they have in Chicago. In the state of Maine, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, they passed concealed carry. No permit. You want to carry concealed? Great. They have the kind of mass shooting problem there amidst the stately pine trees of Maine that they have in Chicago. Yeah. 3:46, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Yeah, if you're going to the dance hall, better be wearing your mask. And, of course, you can go to the dance hall. You just can't dance. I can't keep track of it all. 8 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go, beginning with Dan, who is in Asheville, who wants to tell us about where and when and how he felt the weekend's earthquake. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program. Dan,
hey, listen,
are you there?
That, the U.S. Geological Survey retracted their statement on the earthquake.
Really?
They said that was the Trump train cranking up, getting ready to roll in November.
I did not feel a thing, Dan, because I was getting ready to head for the golf course, and I was in the Waffle House having breakfast, and as, of course, you know, nothing can shake up a Waffle House.
Well, I was trying to get my eyes open and get a little coffee going, and it rattled some cups and doors and windows and stuff. I live in Asheville, which is 150 miles away from the epicenter of the earthquake.
Right.
Some of the pictures coming out of Sparta, there was some damage in some of the grocery stores and some homes up there and some cracks in the road, a good 4-inch crack in one of the roads up there. So a little bit of damage, and I think they had about 6 or 8 aftershocks this morning. So.
Wow. Yeah, it's nasty stuff. I was in L.A. when they had a big one there, and I was in a hotel, and the earthquake happened at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it actually threw me out of bed and onto the floor.
Well, that's a heck of a wake-up call, and that's what the Democrats are going to get in November when this train gets rolling.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Woody, who is in Greenville, also wants to talk about quake-related stuff. Hi, Woody, and welcome to the program.
Hi there, Bobby. Say, I had a classmate of mine in college, and he was quite an outdoorsman. And he got a summer job with this research group, and they were out researching Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
In August of 1959. And one of the things, his job was to kind of safeguard him. He was quite a marksman. And they were studying bear and how the black bear and the brown bear got along with each other.
Right.
They had set up a camp up on a high hilltop. And one of the things that he commented about, he says, really interesting. He said, well, all of a sudden we noticed that prey and predators were moving into the valley. And we saw lots of, you know, bear and deer and bobcats and all these things were all moving down into the valley. They were all together. They were very calm. There was no effort to, you know, kill one another or anything. And that night, they had a 7.3 magnitude earthquake.
Wow, a biggie.
The mountain actually blew apart.
Holy
and
cow.
He said it was interesting was that the animals stayed in the valley until after the last aftershock. When we had the last aftershock of any consequence, he said they all started migrating back out of the valley, back into their natural habitat.
Wow.
But he said it was, literally, there were hundreds of predators and prey all together in the valley. And he said they were totally calm. There was absolutely no interaction between them in such a way that they would be threatening one another. And he said it was just a phenomenal experience. But it was a 7.3. He said one of the mountains that was near where they were completely exploded. He looked like somebody set off dynamite in the thing.
Yeah, that must have been like an almost biblical experience, you know, lion and lamb together and all that.
Yeah. He said the interesting thing is their study was to see how bears got along.
Mm-hmm.
This thing completely threw their whole program. They didn't know exactly how to treat this information. But he said it was a phenomenal experience to see all of those animals. And he said they were congregated very tightly together.
Wow.
But they all headed for the valley.
Yeah, animals certainly have senses that we are still a long way from understanding. One of my golden retrievers, Miss Magnolia, was the best weather forecaster for thunderstorms that I ever saw. She was never wrong, and she could be 6 and 8 hours out in front and sun shining and blue skies, and she would get nervous because she knew a thunderstorm was on the way. And I guess, you know, because dogs' hearing is superior to ours, I believe, then, you know, maybe she sensed the barometer dropping and knew a storm was on the way, but pretty amazing stuff.
I mean, dogs, I was watching the other day on television, they were showing how they trained the dogs to smell the pandemic.
Yes.
And that was a phenomenal thing to watch
and
how they train them. I mean, it's hard to believe the things that they can do.
I know it. And they also have dogs that can sniff out various cancers as well. That's great stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Woody. I appreciate you sharing that story with us. I got to go to the newsroom. Annie is standing by. She has the latest on Greenville County Schools and what attendance plan they will start on. And that's coming up. See you back on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.